number 2 I do.
You and water.
Water.
It's on.
Yeah, it's on.
No, it's not
a,
it's not
a,
it's a recorder.
I'm Mukundra. One time I used to teach English in a college in Bangalore. I am retired now. So my wife and I, we stayed down this hill in a hamlet called Halaikote. Yeah. You're all welcome to visit us anytime. Yeah, we... So that's about it. What about it, water?
You can tell on behalf of Renu that how she worked on water and wastewater.
How can you forget your wife?
That she should just narrate it herself.
After so many years, you'll be one, no?
No, while you were talking, I was thinking what we did. You know, after we came here, we used the canned water. You know, there is this borewell water, which is drinkable, but we don't drink that water. We so got used to getting this can, which we got it for cheaply at 25 rupees a can, a big 25 liters can. We're using it.
1 rupee a liter. It's a
25 liter can.
In Bangalore, it's
25 rupees.
No,
25 rupees.
I'll pay 90 rupees for
Bisleri. Fairly good.
I'll pay 15 in Bangalore.
For regular, but 90 for Bisleri.
Fairly good. So, you see, this really is a great problem, you know. I'm more here as an observer, as an observer. But I have always felt quite irritated at the sight of people carrying these water bottles. You know, this is what the foreigners started with. You know, when they came down here, we also made sure that they didn't drink the water we stored at home, but got this special thing, you know, in water bottles. This is one way, I guess, we have really weakened our
immune system,
I guess, you know. And that's the reason why you go out, you're on a tour, you drink some water, you know, wayside restaurant or in somebody's house, you know, you experience indigestion or, you know, immediately. So, I don't know, it is also related to health, it is related to the so-called the corporate world, but generally it is related to greed, human greed, how human greed, you know, seeps into every realm of life and tries to appropriate and make that into a profit, making activity. So I see... By and large, my method of thinking is, you know, to see the linkages. One is linked to the other. And that is when you give a problem to me, you put a challenge, you know, I take that and throw it on the wider canvas. You know, when you put it on the wider canvas, there are already some more pictures, some more things on the canvas. And then you are able to link. So this suggestion I could make here, that to see how these things are linked to other human activities and how one is probably strengthening the other, you know, reinforcing the other, recreating the other. So this kind of a thing is all the time going on in every field. So that could be one suggestion I could make and then stop here. Thank you.
Could you tell how you read so much about mythology, about prose and about literature. How is water conceived there in a broader sense? When you have romanticized water, when you made, before today, as she said, it's become a from a social good, it has become an economic good. So how was water as a resource handled and controlled, and were there religious controls on it so that, you know, it was handled well? Or were there social controls, or were there traditional controls, that something that... why did the lakes become the lake? Why were lakes maintained for thousands of years? What forces made them? Because this is an area where you are very strong. And can the question that I would like to ask afterwards is, can that be brought in a more modern way? Okay, we said God will punish you if you don't follow this. Now we will say internet will punish you. I mean, fine, okay, that's a different thing. That, no? But can we rethink in that way?
I don't think I am an expert in the
area. No, expert. Your views, because.
But you see, in the past, I don't think people had communities suffered with scarcity of water, did they?
In Karnataka we had.
No, well.
No,
scarcity of water now, say some 300, 400 years ago, 1,000 years ago.
Because this Karnataka is a drought-prone area. It's not from now, from a long time. So, the fact that everybody, we are lakes which are built in the Ganga dynasty 1,000 years back. So, we have records to say that the tanks were built, irrigation tanks, which are multi-purpose tanks. And automatically, the control on that has come. You go down a little more to Tamil Nadu, you have a lake which is formed from the catchment of five villages, and it feeds another five villages. So from here in Karnataka, having two tanks to village, you have one tank for five villages in Tamil Nadu. So you find that there was social control, religious overtones on it, and something else.
Yeah, the religious figures, Marakanam, for instance,
Marakanam. One of the largest man-made temples.
Siddharamaya, is it? What? Vachanakara.
Oh. Siddhinaya.
No. Siddharna.
Basava.
Siddha Basava. Siddha Basava.
Maybe. No, there's a temple of his at Hanumanthapura.
Okay.
In the whole Vachanakara Sahitya, he is known as a social reformer.
Hmm.
Not so much the Basavarna. Why? Because he is believed to have, built several tanks in many parts of Karnataka. So he's known as the one who built tanks for people.
Good. I think you can tell something
involved.
About Sulekere also.
What about Sulekere? What are ready,
Do we shift to energy immediately?
No.